The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan, what's happening at the World Cup today?
Two games this evening, Shane. So we have Group D, the hosts, USA, one of the host countries, against Australia, 8 o'clock in Seattle, Irish time. Mauricio Pochettino has been a fabulous coach, and I think he's going to do very well with the USA. I think they'll get as far as they can with him in charge. I mean, Fodor and Balogun got a couple of goals against Paraguay. The intense press, that the signature of his teams, is a big thing. And they're facing a Socceroos team, which is kind of the opposite. They only 28% of the ball against Turkey, but they still won 2-0. So that's an interesting match at 8 o'clock, USA-Australia. And then Scotland-Morocco at 11 o'clock this evening. That is in Boston, where the Scots have had a bit of residence. And funnily enough, they beat Haiti 1-0, but actually were inferior on the stats, Scotland. I think they could be in for a tough evening this evening against Morocco, who, to me, were just as good as Brazil for the first half hour. Ahead of the game, it emerged today, the Morocco captain, Achraf Hakimi of Paris Saint-Germain, to face a criminal trial for rape in France. He denies the accusations.
Fair enough. JD, the Premier League fixtures are out for next season.
They are, yes. Arsenal, the title winners of last season, are at home to Coventry City on Friday, the 21st of August. Sport just does not stop, does it?
No, that would appear to be the case.
Like 104 World Cup games. And
said that with a certain forlorn tone.
Listen, I'll be watching Scotland at 11 o'clock tonight.
You will be. Manchester United away to Hull City the following day, Saturday the 22nd of August. Liverpool going to Newcastle, their opening game on Sunday the 23rd of August. Manchester City against Bournemouth that day. For all those who love to book flights and try to get themselves into the Premier League. Not even out of the group stage of the World Cup yet. Just looking at the fixtures as we began. Netherlands, Sweden tomorrow at 6 is not bad. Germany, Cote d'Ivoire at 9 o'clock tomorrow is decent enough as well. But a lot of dead rubbers as well, or not even dead rubbers, but just like Brazil, Haiti, 1:30 this morning. I mean, if you're watching Turkey, Paraguay at 4 a.m., you deserve a medal tomorrow morning.
Or maybe you need to do something about your sort of insomnia.
League of Ireland action tonight as well?
Yeah, Shamrock Rovers, the leaders and champions, away to Waterford. St. Pat's, 5 points in arrears. Take on Sligo Rovers, that game, a commentary live here and off the ball on News Talk. Bohemians against Dundalk, that's the Shane Coleman derby, isn't it? Galway United versus Derry City.
He's very torn. He's singing that song all day. Torn between two lovers. He's been going around singing.
Who sang that?
I do not know. You know, though, I bet you, JD.
I have no idea.
Oh, Shane Coleman, do you know?
I can't think.
You've been singing it all day.
I only know the Natalie Imbruglia torn. Galway United versus Derry City and Drogheda United versus Shelburne in the League of Ireland tonight. What about this World Cup? You went Norway dark horses. You're happy with them?
Yeah.
And what was your main pick again?
I think I'd said Spain, but they've now switched to France.
I said Portugal, and they only have 10 players. Oh, so
they can't win it with Ronaldo up front.
Torn between two lovers who sang it in a fit. Well, I don't think you would. Mary McGregor.
Who's she?
She's
from Scotland. Two
lovers. Probably.
To be stereotypical.
She's going to be watching the match in Boston tonight, probably. But anyway.
Leinster fans looking forward to a big final tonight, JD?
Yeah, URC final. I mean, it's a secondary competition. It is the Europa League of rugby, I suppose you want to call it that, at Croke Park against the Pretoria Bulls. Repeat of last year's final. 7:30, the kickoff time. Just looking at the Leinster team. Hugo Keenan, fullback. Tommy O'Brien. James Lowe, an emotional, obviously, moment for him because he's off to Japan. Riki Ioane and Jamie Osborne in midfield. Sam Prendergast gets the nod at number 10 with Jameson Gibson-Park alongside him. A front row of Jerry Kerr, Ronan Kelleher and Tyke Furlong. A second row, Joe McCarthy and James Ryan. Max Deegan, Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Dorris. Jack Nienaber will know all about the Bulls. Can Leinster get the job done and make amends for what happened in the Champions Cup final? Let's hope they do.
Yeah, best of luck to Leinster.
And of course, lots of football and hurling over the weekend as well, JD, including a huge football championship game tomorrow, Kerry v Armagh.
We're at knockout stage now. The format is excellent, I have to say. And the punishment for Armagh losing to Louth last weekend is that they got to go to Killarney tomorrow. This is the meeting of the last two All-Ireland finalists, Kerry against Armagh at Fitzgerald Stadium. I mean, the way Kerry played against Armagh in that third quarter last year, that really got them to a position where they could again propel them into that place where they won the All-Ireland last year. But Armagh won the Ulster title. I think it's going to be a fantastic game to look forward to. Kerry looking to obviously overcome some injury issues in the camp. Mayo Meath then tomorrow in Castlebar. I think that'll be a high-scoring game. And Meath back on track after the win over Derry last weekend. Mayo have had some tight matches with Monaghan, went their way. Tyrone didn't go their way. They're under Andy Moore now, and they're obviously trying to get to a place of momentum. And then tomorrow evening, the hurling, the first quarter final, Clare against the Dubs and Thurles. We got Tailteann Cup semis tomorrow, Down, Fermanagh and Offaly Wicklow, both at Croke Park. It's a really big situation for Offaly and Wicklow to be in a Tailteann Cup final, one of them. I think Down, the overwhelming favourites to win that competition. Then on Sunday, the Dubs against Donegal, knockout again at Croke Park, but Croke Park not the happy hunting ground for Dublin that it was for so many years. Donegal would have to be favourites for that one. But Donegal have lost to Down and Cork this year, which is not expected. Monaghan versus Westmeath again, I think, going to be a wide open, entertaining game in Clonus. So these four matches are going to deliver four teams into the quarterfinals, where you already have Galway, Louth, Cork and Tyrone. Then the second hurling quarterfinal is on Sunday afternoon in Thurles. Cork versus Offaly. Cork strongly fancied to book their place in the last four, but the football championship has been excellent. The new rules have worked really well. The new formats are working really well. So there's a huge amount to look forward to this weekend for anybody who's going off to these games.
How is the US Open going? How's Rory going?
Well, he's not out yet. He's a 7:02 start for a second round, to 1-under par, Shinnecock Hills in New York. The American Wyndham Clark, who won the tournament in 2023, actually pipped Rory McIlroy in Los Angeles. He got the best of the weather yesterday and he shot 64, and he's 1-under for his round with three holes to go. So he actually has got a 5-shot lead now on 7-under par, Wyndham Clark, from three former major champions. Matt Fitzpatrick has also won this tournament before. He's 2-under with Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele of the USA. There are at the moment only 11 players under par for Shane Lowry. Bit of a mixed bag today and not really much movement for Shane. And at the moment, Shane Lowry is now 5-over par, could miss the cut. He's got three holes to go, 2-over for his round today. Gray McDowell and Porter Carrington out this evening with work to do. McDowell 6-over par and Harrington 7-over par at a windy Shinnecock Hills. But Rory, if he goes under par again today, he's right there.
And finally, JD, Aidan O'Brien has tasted more success at Royal Ascot. I only knew Royal Ascot was on because Simon Michunka, who is, of course, our boss, is there in his tails. I saw him earlier on social media.
Michunka. He asked me for one horse yesterday and I gave him a winner.
You're well in, obviously.
Scandinavia, which yesterday was Aidan O'Brien's 100th winner at Royal Ascot. I know we take it for granted, his success, but his success is unbelievable. It's world success. It's fabulous stuff.
Yeah.
Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien combining today again for Precise to win the Group 1 Coronation Stakes, a big race that was for fillies today. But they are world leaders, Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore.
Yeah, fair play.
Just before you go, John, I want to pay a special tribute to one of our club men at Nafina who was sadly laid to rest today. Ben Kane was captain of our intermediate team. He was a wonderful footballer. Just, you could see that from the age of six. He was a pure baller. Far more importantly than that, though, he was a wonderful young man. Funny, kind, warm. He always had time for a chat, even with an old fella like me. He was adored by his lovely family and his hundreds of friends who were heartbroken beyond words today. Our whole community in Glasnevin and Nafina is heartbroken too. Ben will be hugely missed. RES Day, Garau a Anam Dealish.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.